Philip Riley, 14 points apiece. It's finished all square here with Cloughaney Elite. Listen, both sides probably had their chances to win it, but you're going to have to go again. I suppose just listen, relieved to still be in the championship, both sets of managers, I'm sure.
Definitely, yeah, we are. Those times we thought maybe it was slipping away from us. I suppose towards the end of normal time, we would have taken the draw. Going in extra time and going 3 points up at the start of extra time, I thought it looked like we might push on, but maybe we had the legs to push on. I think we kind of maybe stopped a little at that stage, when we kind of could have maybe put them to the sword, but listen, we didn't. In saying that, I think they hit the post and upright three times. They're probably disappointed they didn't come away with a goal, at least one of those times, and they're possibly more disappointed than us that they didn't get the win here today. As you say, yeah, delighted still to be in it. Yeah,
listen, conditions were difficult here as well, but listen, it was a spectacle. You know, it was a game full of incident, it was fast, it was flowing, you know, of course mistakes were made, but I mean, you couldn't take your eyes off it out there.
Yeah, we felt there was a lot of mistakes, and our guys probably made too many mistakes, too many drop balls and fumble balls and balls along the ground. And I don't, standing on the pitch here now, I don't think it doesn't feel as bad as it looked. Yeah. And I didn't think the conditions, you know, would have allowed for that many mistakes to be made throughout the game. I think maybe we let it get to us a little bit, you know, and maybe that got into our heads. It definitely, you know, it wasn't the Ballyshannon team that we would have liked to have come out here and played today. It didn't really come out and play. But at the same time, I think we really dug deep, you know, and we didn't let it go away from us. We dug out the draw in the conditions, and, you know, we're delighted to be able to go again next week.
Listen, we went to extra time and nothing separated both sides there. As you say, go again next week. We're not too sure when this game will actually be played, but, I mean, talking to Michael Lynch here, the Clohanaley manager, hoping the common sense prevails and that both sides are given sufficient rest time to play out, you know, a reasonably good spectacle game, because both sides have been training since the start of the year. I suppose a bit of fairness and, you know, a bit of fair play. I'm sure both managers at least are in agreement with that.
We are. No, I definitely with Michael on that. And you know, a Wednesday night game after playing 80 minutes today, it's unfair on the players, it really is. And then the turnaround and expect us to play a final then next Sunday. Again, you know, it's not going to make for the best football. The guys won't be able to play to the level that they played tonight, and they definitely won't be able to play to the level next Sunday. You know, so it would be very unfair. You know, these guys put in so much work over the last 10, 11 months of hard training. Yep. And to take it down just to hit some deadline that probably doesn't need to be hit, from what I understand. We have a few weeks to play with after next weekend. So I think it would be very unfair, and I hope common sense does prevail on this one.